LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
Honk, the exciting music of the 70s. Their newest album on Epic Records evokes moods of excitement and love. There is no other sound to compare with Honk.
If you think you can fake your heartbeat and live inside it.
If you were enthralled by Honk before, their latest album will beguile you. If they're new to your ears, oh, what a treat you have in store. Honk on Epic Records and Tapes.
Hesitation. Shooting up your chances with time to kill.
Hey, this is Steve Wood. Steve Wood and
Beth Wood.
And that's just to show that we were once the latest thing.
That was what radio used to sound like.
Yeah.
In 1973.
I love that hype. hype quality that they had going. Hey, so we're going to be here for about an hour, and we're going to be enjoying the very loose quality that only this station can give us anymore. And we're going to tell some stories and play some music. And I think we're going to start with something that seems chronological, and then we're probably going to mess that up entirely. But First thing I wanted to play was a song that that Honk recorded with our publishing company with an artist named Beth Fiché. And she was instrumental in bringing Jackson Brown into that company and getting him a publishing deal. Just randomly. Beth, you want to tell a story? Because you know it better than I do.
Well, the publishing company didn't like Jackson's voice, so they thought that maybe I should sing this song instead of Jackson because they thought it may be easier to sell the song. So they got me together with these guys, these reprobates in Honk, and we made a little demo of this particular song. It's called Opening Farewell. And
Before that, we had actually, Beth and we had met her at the Golden Bear in Huntington Beach on a Monday night on a hoot night, what they called hoot night, which was an open mic. And the owner would watch you, and if he liked you, he would give you an opening spot for a major act and pay you money. If you can imagine that. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to sell tickets.
Nope.
So we met her there, and that was the beginning of a relationship. And so then we made this record, this little demo together, and that was the beginning of the end for Beth's and my roaming days.
The world, you know.
those drawings left there on the table, and a woman's silk lying on the floor. And I would keep them here if I were able to lock them safe behind my open door.
Okay, well, that's a first.
That's a rare.
Never been on the air, and it's hardly ever been out of the drawer. This is Steve and Beth Wood from the band Honk, and we're here at KX93.5, enjoying the afternoon and really enjoying the opportunity to talk to some of our friends over the radio as opposed to over the phone or whatever else. And would also remind you, you can call in if you have something you want to talk about a little bit. The number is...
Yeah, and also, before we give you the number, you can donate money to this radio station, because this is one of the only radio stations that you can do this sort of thing on. So, in other words, play your favorite old records that you had in your drawer.
Yeah, exactly. You can expose your drawers over the radio.
Yeah. Now.
So, the number to call is 949-715-5936. And I think we're just going to go straight into another tune. This is a newer tune. In fact, it's one of my newest songs, and it's kind of more of a grown-up song. It's not so much about boy meets girl, but more in the lines of, this is a particular song about those things that wake you up in the middle of the night, and they just sort of wake you up a little bit, and you start thinking about them, and you say, I'm not going to think about that thing. And then you start thinking about it, and then this whole flood of things that you didn't want to think about happen, and you can't get back to sleep. You know, that kind of song.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
It will come back to me. I always think of it eventually. I must concentrate. Something tells me that it just can't wait. Exactly what did you say? Made me so damn angry that day. I recall you owe me a debt that I swore I would never forget. It's getting hard to keep everything perfectly organized, so I must carry this box full of memories from a long time ago. Should let one go, but you never really know. They say try to forget.
just let them go, 'cause you never really know.
Hey, this is Beth Wood with Steve Wood, and we're taking over the hour for an hour. Last time I checked, this is KX 93.5, and we're raising some money for the station. So we're going to hear a little song about a canyon in Laguna Beach next. In the canyon by the ocean, time is standing still. Just a few steps from my balcony, I look out and they are teeming all over the hill, humming their own electricity. Have a red light glinting, some eyes shine back green. Predator and prey move through their dance. In the thickets, in the morning, slinking, bounding sea. In a heartbeat, everything makes sense. Rocks and sand and complications, water, fire, man, the stations, things I understand and things I can't.
Right, that's the same girl that sang opening farewell.
Who let that cricket in here?
This is Steve and Beth Wood. We're here at KX93. We'd like to, first of all, thank everybody who has already contributed, and especially a shout-out to Sam Goldstein, who put us over the top with the very first donation, and also to Kurt Lyon and everybody else at this point. You can call in and talk to us. You can make donations, 949-715-5936, or you can go on the website and you will be able to find a place to donate there. So I think the next thing is we're going to play one of my songs that I wrote just pretty much right after Honk broke up. Beth and I had decided to have a family, and so the two of us working in nightclubs was not going to be an option, and I started going on the road with some people, and I think about this time I was with the Pointer Sisters. Mm-hmm. And so here's the song, Somebody Somewhere. And it goes out to Marty Breeze. He requested this from Las Vegas. Easy listening. That was produced by Chris Bond, who did all the Hall & Oates hits. And for some reason, he didn't get me a hit. Interesting thing then was I was Steve Wood at the time, and when the album was coming out, Stevie Woods had a top 10 record. And so the label...
Whoever that is.
Yeah. He had one hit wonder right at the week that my album was coming out. So we had to change my name. And so for a couple of months, I was Steve Mars, M-A-R-R-S. When the head of the label told me I had to change the name, that name, it sounded like a detective to me. And I said, I think Steve Mars. And he says, no, I really hate that. And so I went, okay, that's it then, you know, ever the rebel.
I like it, Steve Mars.
Yeah.
Steve Mars.
It sounded like a 40s kind of detective sound. Hey, Beth. You know, after all these years together, could you tell me exactly how to pronounce your name?
Fiché, like fish, A, Fiché, F-I-T-C-H-E-T. And I never correct people because it was like a conceit of my grandfather's. And so it was only Fiché since like about 1915. And before that, it was Fitchett. So That's why I don't correct people. Tyler, you wanted to know what the deal was because you've been saying it the other way all this time. But that's what it was. And he went over in the Second World War, First World War, he went over to France, and he decided that we must be French because he put on airs, actually.
So both are kind of correct.
Yeah.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but it's a funny spelling. So
her grandfather was the boxing champion of Teddy Roosevelt's Great White Fleet.
Yep.
You guys have some history.
We do have history. You don't even know.
You don't even know.
You don't even know. But we'll try to get into part of it. But speaking of history, we're going to cut now to one of the most obscure cuts you'll hear. And it's from an acetate, again, like that first one. It used to be really difficult and expensive to get into recording studios. And then when you left the studio, they would cut you a record. And it was like a metal disc with some kind of acetate plastic on it, and they would carve that. And it didn't sound great, generally speaking, but it gave you a pretty good idea of what you were going home with. So this is Richard Steckel singing the first solo version of Don't Let Your Goodbye Stand. And Richard, of course, was in the band Honk, and I think both Beth and I would agree that we think he's one of the best songwriters from our generation, mm-hmm. and we were lucky to be in a band with him.
Yeah.
It was a matter of time and fear, 'cause I hear most regularly, like the turning of the year, that young men getting older grow sincere, much too dry. I'll understand if I can't hold you, I won't share the tears I'll cry. Would you steal from a dying man love from an outstretched hand, if it upsets no prior plan, reprieve me. And don't let your goodbye stand. And don't let your goodbye stand. And don't let your goodbye stand. Better of me at your game and your rules. I'll concede to labels gladly as your warm affection cools. But don't put me out to pasture, then you're lying nice to me. And true, it just won't last. You'll borrow time, assuage his need. Tell me about your brand new loom and your shopping trips to town. Don't let conversations leave no room to turn your head around. As you steal from a dying man love from an outstretched hand, if it upsets no prior plan, reprieve me. And don't let your goodbye stand. And don't let your goodbye stand. And don't let your goodbye stand. Hours with me, the ones I gain with you. But your waning footsteps sadly indicate your changing view. As you steal from a dying man love from an outstretched hand, if it upsets no prior plan, reprieve me. And don't let your goodbye stand. And don't let your goodbye stand. And don't let your goodbye stand.
Yeah, they don't make them like that anymore. Even a cassette would have been a great thing in those days. So here we are, Steve and Beth Wood. We're on KX 93.5. We're hoping to raise a little money to keep this fantastic station on the air. It's such a throwback to a wonderful time when people could play whatever they felt like on the radio and weren't beholden to corporate sponsors. Okay, the next tune we're going to play is something that, in case people didn't know this, after Five Summer Stories, Greg McGillivray here in town went on to become the world's most successful IMAX documentary film producer and director.
And we love Greg.
We do love Greg.
And his whole family.
Because of the success we had with Five Summer Stories and the fact that we resonated so much in so many ways, I continue to work with him for many, many years. I've done over 30 films for him. And it's been a wonderful opportunity for me to indulge in music from all over the world. I've done films with people from Saudi Arabia, from China, from Indonesia, all over the place. And this particular piece I want to play, I did two films with Sting. And the first film, he basically, let me have my way with a bunch of his material. And then on the second one, he was so happy with it that he allowed me to produce some of the music that he had written for the film. So this was from a film called Dolphins. And he did a song called I Need You Like This Hole in My Head. And here it is.
Lady Dolphin and her dolphin boat were swimming out to sea one day. All the other lady dolphins smiled, but they were smiling in that subtle dolphin way. So they pretended that they prayed no man, but she was female of the jealous kind. She couldn't stand it not to ask him why, but she could see that he was flattered by the twinkle in his eye. She said, how much do you need me? How much do you need me? Will you stay with me till the ocean floor is dry? But if you cannot find the words that say I'm the only one you love that way, well, I guess we'll have to say goodbye. For you was wider than the wide Sargasso Sea. I have to find a way to win you, dear. There's two atmospheres of pressure on me here. Now, how much do I need you? How much do I need you? I can't seem to find the words to make you stay. Remember all the things I said, that I love you till the day. Cause I need you like this hole in my head. I need you like this hole in my head.
Lots of Laguna people on that. Mike Hamilton. And who was that drummer? It really sounded great.
Oh, that would be your son,
oh.
Nate Wood.
Interesting.
That, okay. So that was Nate Wood when he was maybe 17 or 18 years old. He's a musician, too. We have two children, and both of them are really good at music. Nate made music his life, and Jimmy has not made music his life, but he's made music a lot.
We're gonna
play a song by Nate. This is called Never.
Is this from his first?
This might be from his first album, which he put out when he was 21. It kind of surprised the heck out of us because we didn't know he sang or wrote.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he had all these wonderful songs and made his own album.
Yes.
And so this is him doing everything on this.
I guess a little of your prowess is showing. This time I feel alone for real. Your innocence and tide from which your plot is growing. Has grown. You'll never see me crying on the phone. Never, 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 never. As I watch the process of a crumbling stone, I'm pretty sure that you'll end up all alone. Forever, 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 forever. Of your decoy, you're quick to flee from the beast that lies in me. While you're out running with your precious little new toy, you change your tune to that of a balloon. Well, I'm like the distance of a traveling star. I'm pretty sure that you'll never get. Never, 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 never. So watch the process of a crumbling stone. I'm pretty sure that you'll end up all alone. Forever, 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 forever.
Okay, special shout out to Perry Stamfill and Lynn Jacks, who joined as members of the station. Also to Kenny Loggins, who is donating money. Really? Doesn't want to talk on the radio. I don't know what the guy's problem is.
He's shy. That's it.
But I was fortunate to work with him for 10 years and tour and be his music director, and we got to be very good friends. And also Cindy Obrand, who just called in. And there's something strange about someone who works here donating money, but that's what a great place it is.
Yeah.
So we're going to move into something now, and it's kind of going to be kind of silly, but I thought it might be fun. I did a film with the Moody Blues and got to be pretty close with Justin Hayward. And afterwards, the song that we had used as a theme was Nights in White Satin. And then I did a film right after that about caves. And that was the film. Sorry. This is where my mind goes. And then after that, I got a job producing a Greek tenor named Mario Frangoulis. And it was one of those small world things because I had been working with Sting. Mario was being managed by Sting's manager. And the executive producer for Mario was Peter Asher, who was Peter and Gordon and produced all of Linda Ronstadt stuff and such. And I had met him because...
the first James Taylor stuff, too.
Oh, yeah, and all the James Taylor stuff. He actually brought James Taylor to the fore. Mm-hmm. And he had produced a CD for Kenny Loggins that I worked on and wrote some of the music for a Christmas album. So anyway, it somehow they were looking for someone to produce this sort of what we call popera style, which is, you know, sort of like the Andrea Bocelli thing. And they both knew that I worked with orchestra as well as pop and rock music. So anyway, long story short, after they were looking for, well, what's a kind of a classic pop song that sort of sounds like it's classical? And I said, well, geez, I just really know this song, Nights in White Satin. And then I said, and I might be able to get Justin Hayward to sing a duet with this guy. So that's the story of that. And it actually worked out great. And Beth and I got to go to Italy and work with Justin. And it's kind of a long story.
Wonderful guy.
Anyway, the first part of this is Justin calling me on the phone machine and leaving me a message telling me how great I am. And I wanted everybody to know that. So roll it.
I didn't know that.
Oh, hi, Steve. It's Justin Hayward. I know you've sent a FedEx package to me, and I'm sure I'll get that. We kind of left it behind at the Paris Hotel when we left. It was arriving there. But I just heard listened to the version of Nice, which I think is fabulous. I don't know how you did it, but well done. It's really wonderful. And anyway, you know, of course I do whatever I can, and have to sort of guide me through that. But anyway, so I'm completely behind it, and well done, because I think it's wonderful.
Di luce, una notte infinita, una lettera che non sarà mai spedita. Cos'è la realtà? So più ad occhi aperti, il mio sogno sei tu. Io ti amo. guardo la gente, mano per mano. Nessuno capisce quello che provo. Respiro il silenzio dei tuoi pensieri. Un giorno sarai tutto quello che speri. Io ti amo. Never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. And I love you. Io ti amo.
Okay, I started in a quartet, and that had 127 people on it, truly. And that included Beth and
Carolyn, Sue.
Suberdice and Carolyn Miller.
And Nate
Mike
Wood.
Hamilton. Yeah,
Nate
Alan
Wood.
Darimo.
Yep.
A lot of local Laguna people, and then a lot of people from Greece, and a lot of people from Prague.
Right.
Orchestra and choir.
So this is KX93.5, and you can call in and donate money to this, not to us, but to Steph, at 949-715-5936. And
who's on first?
Yeah. this next song is by Richard Steckel, a good friend of ours, a guy in Honk, and it's funny.
Roll it.
Aim high, aim true. it's a law. If you mess up, it'll suck you down the straw. Do the pony, win a tawny. Play a Wellington, win a Pulitzer. Take heart, take control. You've got mind, you've got soul. Be the Beatles. Yourself right in the face. They were good way on back when. Can you imagine if they decide to pack it in? No Jerry and pacemaker, no Monkey, no Coldplay or XTC. Things are stark. Make your mark and be the Beatles. 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 In that positive way, you've got to presume a chance for failure. Presumes a chance will not. Nobody wrote Revolver lying in the sack.
This is Steve and Beth Wood. We're here at KX 93.5. We're trying to raise a little bit of money. This is a place where you can put your money where your ears are, and it's really important because there's no corporate sponsors here. There's no political sponsors. This is all about art. It's about music, and if you care about music and art, you can directly affect it by contributing here. So you can either call in 949-715-5936, or you can go online, kx935.com, and you'll find a place to donate. Just look on there, and you'll find us, I believe, with a little bit of searching. Okay, next we're going to play a song by absolutely my all-time favorite music person and person, and that would be Beth. It's true. I can only say it over the air. I never tell her in person.
Some merry chase. I'm an unbeaten debatable fight, would that somehow make it right? Take the sting from the disgrace. But I'm not the worst thing, in case you didn't know. It's the losing yourself imperceptibly slow till you're gone, gone, gone before you get to go. There's a choice, like the other side can really hear your voice, like all your love and light will remain through the endless night. It's some kind of never-ending joy. If you're lucky, you'll meet me behind some pretty star, flying fast and blinding straight to where you are. But what let you win so far.
That was, that was me. And that was also Nate Wood and Steve Wood on that record. And we don't have very much time left, but I wanted to say that Honk, our old band, is playing a concert at the Coach House on August 19th. That's at the Coach House, Honk, August 19th.
And also to shout out quickly to all of our wonderful members of the band, Tristan Bowden on drums, who's out with the band Chicago.
And he'll be there.
And Richard Steckel and Craig Bueller will be there. And we also want to make a special hello to Will Brady and Sarah Brady.
Mm-hmm.
And
we love them.
Love them so much and wish them the best.